Peace and love be unto you all. Peace and love. I want to thank you right now for giving me this opportunity for coming into your homes, into your cars, wherever you are right now. I want to thank you again. I do appreciate this opportunity. Again, my name is Dr. P, and you're listening to the weekly podcast called Prophetic Encounter. Today, we want to talk about the dragon chained, the dragon chain, or in other words, the dragon being chained. And again, this is taken from Revelation 20, and I'll just quote a few of the scriptures right there going down in Revelation 20. And what God says in verse 1, it says, "And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore, until the 1,000 years were ended." Amen. So, praise God. Right there, I just want to use this time out to say that for every season and for every time, there is something that God has in store, there's something that God has in place. And it's only for you either to be available to receive it or wait for it to happen. What am I saying? I want you to understand that weeping may endure for just one night, but joy is going to come in the morning time. And you must also remember that every problem do have an expiration date. That is correct. Every problem does have an expiration date. The same way how you see Lucifer on earth reigning and moving about, acting like a bully, acting as though he is undefeatable. But indeed, the devil is undefeatable. You see, the devil knows that he has an expiration date. Just like every problem, every situation that you will find yourself in, that you'll encounter, they also have an expiration date. But it's only natural that, be it people, mammal, beast, or thing, is going to do what they do best, and is acting as though they have power over you, acting as though they have the ability to take charge of your life, or they have the ability to say whether you live or whether you should die. But the word of God again declares that you shall not die, but that you shall live and declare the works of the Lord. You see, I'm excited about this because even though we know that the word of God declares that the prince of Persia, right, the prince of Persia, or the prince of the field, or the prince of the air, that indeed we know that Lucifer is roaming about, the word of God may declare to us that the devil goes about seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may devour. So he would not devour all people, but is whom he may devour. And so long as that you are in Christ Jesus and you are protected in Christ Jesus, don't forget that the word of God also declares in Isaiah that when you go through the fire, you will not be burned. You will not be burned, right? And the waters, they will not overtake you. If you start reading through Isaiah 42, 43, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. They will not overtake you. You will not drown. You will not drown. See, you got to know what season and the time of your life that you are in. And you got to learn how to use the word and to remind God about his promises to you, and that God will truly honor his promise into your life accordingly. Now, thank God that indeed that the angel, not Satan. So even though Satan is on the earth, Satan does not control the key to the abyss. Now, for a lot of people that does not know what is the abyss, you can say, is hell. The abyss is way down. It's like open earth. Scientists would call the abyss a very dark and deep place, way down beneath the earth.
the abyss. And so I like to release demonic agents into the abyss because that's where they belong, down into the abyss. And because we are gods and we have the power, can you believe it? God has given us power over angels. The scripture have declared it. You see, enough that angels got to be asking the Father, what is it about humans that they're so special to you? What is it about humans that you just prefer them so much? God has given us power over angels. See, because angels are spirit, and God needs a human form, human body, so that he can have an opportunity to get through to humankind. See, if a spirit appears to you, the only natural thing that you want to do is to run or scream. Or if you're bold enough and the spirit of God comes up in you, you can take authority and rebuke that demon. You can take authority and rebuke that devil. You can take authority and rebuke that spirit. So long as you know that it's not an angel, amen, right? So God needs you. God needs a human to have a legal access to this earth, legal access into this earth. And so the devil will be chained. It says the angel that has the key, there is a key that has the key, that has the key definitely to unlock that key to unlock the abyss and to close it back. It says, and holding in his hand a great chain, right? And he also had a chain. So right now, I want to say to you that any spiritual chain that is holding you hostage in any area of your life, now command that chain to be released right now in the name of Jesus. Any spiritual chain that's holding your finances, any spiritual chain that is holding any sickness over your life, I command it to be released. Any spiritual chain that's causing depression upon your life, I command that chain to be released by the power of Almighty God. Any spiritual chain that is holding back your future, holding back your destiny, holding you from prospering, holding you from succeeding, I command that chain to be released right now and loose in the name of Jesus. Because why? There's an angel that has a key, and we have authority and power over that angel that we can use a word and command that angel. And I command all those infirmities to leave and go to the abyss right now in the name of Jesus. It says that, and he sees the dragon. The angel sees the dragon. That dragon, may the angels of God begin to seize every dragon form that is tormenting your life, every dragon form that is perplexing with your life, every dragon form that is interfering with your future, with your health, with your happiness, with your peace. Now, may that dragon be seized right now in the name of Jesus. You see, I want to let you know something, that anything that manifests in the physical have a spirit form. And so once you take of the spirit form, it cannot manifest in the physical. So it says that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Praise God. So we know that the devil is going to be bound for 1,000 years. So in other words, the devil's time of reigning will come to an end. It would not be forever. It would not be forever. Yes, we know that after that 1,000 years, there's a little time frame that he's going to be, led on, you know, to do a few things here and there. But the church will be out of his way. The church, the saints of God, will be out of his way during that time. And so he can't hurt the children of God like he has an opportunity right now. That he goes about seeking whom he may devour and try to afflict, even though God has promised us that he's going to protect us. He's going to hide us under his banner, hide us under his wings, and the enemy will not prevail. It says, and lock and seal it over. Amen. Praise God. It says that he threw him into the abyss, that dark place. You know, if you ever stand over an earthquake and see the earth open, that a very dark place beneath, that devil is seized and thrown into the abyss, and lock and seal it over him, that to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore. Praise God. So every deception that has come across your life, every deception that has come onto you, you know that it will not be forever. It's only for a while. Again, the way I started this podcast, that the weeping just endure for a night. It's not always. It's only for a season. It's just overnight. But the joy is going to come in the morning time. See, because the enemy was about deceiving the nations. Amen. But it says that the enemy, the devil, will not be able to what? To deceive the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended, right? It says, lock and seal it over. I pray, I said, right now, may the angels of God go forth and arrest every attack that has been coming to you, left, right, and center. Every attack from the east, the west, the north, and the south. And every attack from the workplace. Every attack, praise God, every attack from the workplace. Every attack in your relationships. Every attack in your finances. Every attack in your ministry. Every attack in your business. Every attack, praise God, in your thought process. Every attack in your health. I said, may the angel of God go forth and lock it up. Remove it. Lock it up and seal it, that it will not be able to perplex your life any longer from this second, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May God hold his hand still, praise God, long enough that when the enemy try to visit your area again, pray that avenue will be sealed off, will be locked off. That every spiritual avenue, every spiritual passage, every spiritual road that the enemy had access to travel to and find you, when the enemy try again, they will not find that access point. That door will be shut. That door will be closed. That door will be sealed off. That you will be protected from that infirmity. That you will be protected from that financial attack. That you will be protected from any interference in your relationship. That you will be protected from everything that has been coming at you from the left, right, and center. Everything that's been coming at you from every community that exists out there that want to perplex the child of God. Now I say unto you today that the same way how the enemy, how the devil will be chained for a long time. Right now, you have the power over that angel. Do not keep quiet. Do not stand still. Use the word. Use the word and take authority. You speak the word, because the angels, they understand the word of God. So use the word and ask them to go in a mission for you continuously and to drive out every attack of the enemy that come against your life, so that you can prevail and have triumphant victory over them all in the name of Jesus. Remember, it's only for a season, my brothers and sisters. It's only for a season. It will not last. It will not last. It will not last. Just hang on. Just hold on in there. It will not last, because there is an expiration date. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. And remember that you are next in line for a prophetic encounter. Or the next time, a prophetic encounter. Remember, you are an overcomer by the blood of Jesus. And everything that you've experienced, everything that you're passing through, use the word. You are more than conqueror through Christ Jesus. No weapon of fashion against it, surely it will not prosper. Remember the enemy will be chained for a long time. And you have the power right now that the enemy be chained. And I take a stand right now with you as the servant of the Most High God, that your expiration date for your finances to turn around, for that padlock the enemy had in your finances, now decree by the powerful mighty God that expiration date has come today, tonight, this afternoon, this evening, in the name of Jesus, that padlock be broken now, that chain be broken now, that padlock, oh my God, that chain the enemy had on your elf, I decree by the power of Almighty God, this afternoon, this evening, this morning, this noon, whatever time that you are listening to this podcast, I command that chain to be broken now by the power of Almighty God. My God, I repent. Padlock on your career, on your job. Ondo soto robo sacaribandi. Ire ribosa ta irundosa bakurebose te ribahando ire katurambose rabire keson tu ribaharaketesa. I said every padlock that has been upon my God, upon your job, upon your career, ise kurebosa hariento, I command by the power for mighty God that padlock be broken right now, that chain be loose right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shato sobro, and every stubborn ailment, every stubborn sickness, isha koto sondo ribasa, ite ribo sokondria, that will not let go, will not let go, will not let you go, will not let you go. My God, will not let you go. You're in and out of hospitals 24/7, 24 hours, every day, all the time. And my God, you just seem like you're never out of hospitals. Not come against it right now, by the powerful mighty God, that it is over, that your expiration, the expiration date has come, and that padlock be broken now, that chain be broken now, my God, and that chain is released. Now command right now that any spiritual interference, my God, that is responsible for any ailment that has come upon you, for any torment that has come upon you, for any sicknesses that has come upon you, for any financial difficulties that has come over you, for any, my God, for any attack of your job that has come about, or your career that has come about, or your opportunities that has come about, or your peace and sanity, any spiritual interference from a man, from a woman, my God, I said right now, by the power of a mighty God, I command the return back unto them a thousandfold, not just a hundredfold, but a thousandfold. And whatever they desire for you, the same shall be their portion. The same shall be their portion. And that the Father will turn up the heat, will turn up the heat, that they shall experience it more than it ever impacted you negatively in the name of Jesus. Now, sir, right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we take authority, we take a stand and declare that you are free, that you are free, and you're delivered by the blood of Jesus, for whom the Son set free is free indeed. No more chains, no more chains, no more chains in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You're free. Your expiration date has come today in Jesus' name. Amen.